BJ and Jamie.
Did you see this earthquake?
I did. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't know when I went to Bangkok, Thailand and Chiang Mai that, glad I didn't know that they had those.
I didn't know it either.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh my God.
Thailand, 7.7. Now, I don't know earthquakes, but I got a feeling
they
that's a biggie.
They raised it to 8.
They did?
Yeah, last night.
I've got the news story. Should we play this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The earthquake toppled a high-rise under construction close to 50.
Did you see that video?
I did.
Oh, this high-rise just, I mean, it looked like the World Trade Center.
And all the workers were inside of it, and they can't find them.
50 construction workers are reported missing. It caused many more high-rises to sway. Water from a rooftop pool was falling off one building. The force of the earthquake also caused a mosque and bridge to collapse. The earthquake sent many into the streets. The damage is pretty widespread. And to make matters worse, it was followed by a powerful aftershock that registered 6.6. Rescue teams are searching through the damage, looking for any survivors that may be trapped. In Myanmar, the royal palace was damaged and several homes were demolished. The death toll is expected to be high. Tourists and expats living in Thailand describe what it was like.
People running the wrong way down the escalators, like lots of banging and crashing inside the mall. I got outside and then looked up at the building, that one there, and this whole building was just moving,
damn,
dust and debris. Pretty intense.
Yeah, the pictures are pretty bad coming out of Thailand this morning. Hey, now I know we've talked about this before. Colorado has them, right? We have earthquakes, do we? Shmadil, can you look into that real quick
maybe
here?
Maybe fracking ones.
I don't know. I thought we looked into it once before with a California quake and determined that Colorado does have them, but I don't know when the last one was.
This says it experiences minor earthquake activity compared to other states like California or Alaska.
We're not on a fault line.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So minor stuff.
The highest that's been recorded is just 2.5.
Was that from fracking?
It doesn't say, but it probably.
Yeah. That was in 1867.
When you were in California, did you were you always on the edge about these things, or you never really thought about it?
Well, you don't think about it until it happens.
And I then know, you're like, but I'm just saying.
Then you're hanging on to the countertop going, oh my God, this is real. It's weird.
I got a son that lives out there, and so I go out there quite often, and I always think about it. Every time I go, I don't know why, but it's in the back of my mind.
Well, so like when we toured Stanford University, it was crazy because the guy says, oh yeah, see this, how it doesn't really, kind of match the rest of the architecture. It's because it was completely demolished in the earthquake.
Oh,
I was like, great. Yeah, tell all the parents that. Go ahead. Right. This is a fun tour we're doing.
Holy moly.
It makes you feel safe.
It's their auditorium. It's like their huge auditorium. Oh. And it was completely.
Jeepers.
That San Francisco earthquake back in the 90s. Yeah, that's when it did that.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.